Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We pray that you will guide us and nourish us with your spiritual food this morning as we renew our minds today by studying the Word. Lord, I pray that you will help us to grow to be more like our loving Redeemer, our Saviour, the lover of our souls. Good morning, Saints. This morning's reading is Matthew 5, verse 31-32 in the Greek English New Testament. And it was said, whoever may divorce his wife, let him give her a divorce certificate. But I say to you, that whoever may divorce his wife apart from a matter of fornication, disposes her to commit adultery. And whoever may marry her who has been divorced, commits adultery. In the NKJV it says, causes her to commit adultery. Now this doesn't mean it says, hey, you go out there and do the wrong thing. It predisposes the person to do the wrong thing simply because of the hurt and pain that divorce causes, causing them to feel unloved, and then they would look for love in all the wrong places. That's why they'd be more likely to commit adultery after such an event. Jesus says similar things in Matthew 19, verse 3 to 9, but in there he mentions how things started in Genesis 1, verse 26 to 27. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. The first bridegroom speech in the Bible is Genesis 2, verse 23-24, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. In Malachi 2, verse 16a, for the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce, for it covers one's garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously. I was married for 10 years and 12 days, and then my husband passed away. But the last 2.5 years, we were separated due to a difficult marriage. And of that, basically the last 2 years, he was in and out of hospital with operations on his legs due to the fact that he'd been smoking all his life and he had blocked arteries. So when he passed away, the one pastor mentioned that I'd had a double whammy. And I thought, you know, what's he talking about? And as I dealt with the pain that was in my heart, I had to attend the divorce care course about a couple of times over before I dealt with the pain of the difficult relationship enough to deal with the grief of the death. And so divorce is like two pieces of paper that are being glued together, being torn apart. There is no way of separating those two pages without both of them getting damaged. And so that is why God hates divorce, not because he hates the people that are getting divorced, but he hates the pain that it causes the people that he loves so much, that are created in his image. And this message wouldn't be complete without the love chapter itself, 1 Corinthians 13. Just going to take a piece out, verse 4-8a and 13. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Love is more than a feeling, more than chemistry. Love is a choice. It's a decision to react and respond and act towards somebody in a manner described in the love chapter. So if you want to know how to behave towards somebody, check it out in 1 Corinthians 13 again, and the letters of John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, is also full of love. So I encourage you to love one another. That's what Jesus said we should do. In Romans 14 verse 8, it says, I know one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. Jesus himself said in John 15:17, these things I command you, that you love one another. So there's not a suggestion, not an option. It's a command. Let's do it. Let's shine our lights, reflect his love and his glory by his grace, in his strength, in Jesus' name. Amen.